Can Vermont lawmakers ease the housing crisis by helping renters and also landlords? That is the question in front of legislators, and housing reporter Carly Berlin joins us now to fill us in on the details. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
Carly, so what exactly are lawmakers looking at right now?
There are a whole bunch of bills aimed at reforming the state laws that say how landlords should treat people who rent their homes and what happens when things don't work out. In the mix are bills that would put guardrails around no-cause evictions. Those are protections that tenant advocates have been seeking for years. And there are other bills that would shorten the amount of time it takes to evict a tenant. Those are pushed by landlords who say the court process can drag out for months. And taken together, these are really a referendum on the balance of power between landlords and renters. Landlords say that Vermont's laws are skewed toward renters and that they steer landlords away from renting out homes that Vermont desperately needs. And tenants say the severe shortage of rentals and escalating prices mean that they have very little leverage in the market.
Carly, are any of these bills gaining traction?
The one that's getting the most airtime is sponsored by Representative Mark Mahaly. He's a Democrat from Calais and chair of the House Housing Committee, where these debates are happening right now. That bill tries to give concessions to both landlords and tenants. So it's trying to shave down how much notice time a landlord needs to give a tenant for most evictions. And it tries to cut down on how long that court process takes. We got data from the judiciary that says of the around 1,800 eviction cases that happened in Vermont last year, about half of them were resolved in under 90 days, but about 20% took longer than 6 months. And then on the other hand, for tenants, this bill sets limits on what landlords can charge for a security deposit, and it puts a cap on how often and how much landlords can increase the rent.
Well, Carly, you know, I have to ask, how are landlords and tenants reacting?
You know, landlords are excited to see these shorter time frames under consideration. The director of the Vermont Landlord Association, Angela Zykowski, told lawmakers that the specter of a lengthy and costly eviction has prompted landlords to become, quote, more choosy about who they're renting to. One large property manager in Chittenden County told me that a streamlined eviction process would allow him and others to take more risks on applicants. Basically, if they know that they can get a tenant out more easily, if something goes wrong, they'll take the risk of renting to them. And then on the other hand, legal aid attorneys who represent tenants are raising concerns that shorter timelines would mean a lot fewer renters would have a chance to get help and actually prevent an eviction from happening, like getting help with back rent if they've fallen behind. The majority of cases these attorneys see for evictions are situations where the tenant has fallen behind on rent.
Carly, is there anything in this bill that's surprisingly absent?
You know, it's worth noting, Jen, that just cause protections pushed by tenant advocates in recent years are not in this bill as it's written right now. These would make it so landlords would basically need to give tenants a right of first refusal on a new lease. They got traction at the State House among Democrats and progressives in recent years. They also passed locally in a number of municipalities, but none of these measures got it across the final finish line. Representative Mahaly told me he thinks it's worth keeping no-cause evictions as an option for when a landlord is finding a tenant difficult, but the situation doesn't get to a point where that landlord wants to get into that lengthy court process. I also talked to one renter for this story who's a social services worker in Burlington. She's gone through three of these no-cause terminations where a landlord opted not to renew her lease when she wanted to stay. She feels like this power dynamic is really tilted towards landlords who've had a lot of control over her own personal decisions around where she lives. Jen, you know, given how thorny all of these issues are, it's going to be difficult for lawmakers to find agreement, and we're going to have to wait and see if any of this really has wind behind it.
Thorny is an apt word, Carly, and we will stay tuned to your reporting. That is Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your reporting.
You got it.